All right. So welcome to Web Asset Group. My name is Robbie Cornelius. And you know, I'm all about the power of the mind. The power of the mind changed my life many years ago. And it continues to improve the quality of my life experience every single day. And I have a special place in my heart for individuals that are on this planet, raising the vibration of the masses, because we all know that, you know, the masses need all the help they can get. We all need all the help we can get. And when you wake up on this spiritual journey, if you're someone that's on this spiritual journey and you're waking up, you know, you can feel like you're alone on this path. And so when you come across other individuals that are radiating that heightened sense of consciousness, like this brother that I'm about to bring to the stage today is, man, Ricky Prestige. I'm telling you, when I came across his content on TikTok, I said, man, this man really gets it. He understands. Not only does he understand, we're from similar backgrounds. So, Ricky, I just want to say, man, welcome to Web Asset Group.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys reached out to me. I've been watching it. Like you said, it's always good to see, especially African Americans that's on this kind of knowledge, especially. So I'm glad you reached out to me, Rob, because we need it more than anybody.
Absolutely. And I gotta say, it was Richard, really, because Richard just knows me so well. He's just like he just knows. And I'm like, when I saw that you were the person I'm talking to today, I'm like, oh, I got
Yeah. Appreciate you, Richard.
I got super excited. I'm like, what? I said, yo. So first of all, man, I am a big supporter of your consciousness and the level of awareness that you bring to this world. And you know, the way you break things down is you break it down in a way that I can clearly understand because of the backgrounds that we're from. Well, I want you to talk about a little bit, man. When did you wake up to the, first of all, tell people who you are and then tell us about your story.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my name's Ricky Prestige Leverett Jr. I call myself a metaphysical motivational speaker, as well as a meditation instructor. And I also do a lot of spiritual teaching online. I guess now I can consider myself a social media influencer with over 100,000 followers online, following my spiritual message. I'm also an author. I've written 5 books, just released one, 11-11. You win when you write within. You win when you write within, a soul work journal. So it's more so like in the journal format, but I got a mind alignment series. My first book was Mind Alignment, Wake Up Your Stolen Greatness Through Mind Power. And then I went into Mind Alignment 2.0, which is the paradigm shift of the Black mind, which dealt more so with Black people and reprogramming our minds. It's a universal book, but it more so go into the changes that we have. And like Big Rob was saying right then, he was saying that we're from the same background. And that's very true, because that's what spawned this, you know, for me to be able to even reach people, was the fact that I knew this information that I was getting. I knew it was extremely powerful because it changed my life. But I also knew that a lot of people wouldn't listen to it in the format that it was in. You know, you would get on Napoleon Hill. It's hard to watch Napoleon Hill in black and white in 1925 saying something about the mind to, you know, people that's not used to that. But then when people see me do it, and then I made sure I knew what I was talking about too, by the way. I've been doing it almost 15 years, like learning, and since I was 20. So I made sure that I knew what I was talking about. And then once I knew what I was talking about, I'm able to break it down into terms that, you know, people like me and others can understand easily. So that's where the background came. It was 20 years old, started reading Think and Grow Rich, ran to a website called Creating Power. They talked about the power of the subconscious mind. I was in college. I was supposed to be studying. I seen that, and I studied that, and I ain't stopped.
So were you always, so what, when you get, when you go down this path right here, especially like the metaphysical side of things, I know a lot of times it, for me, it came from being spiritually unsatisfied with what I was told about myself and the world around me before. Was that the case for you that got you just kind of hooked on this metaphysical journey?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's still the case. Still what motivates me, because when I look out and I see the finishing product of a lot of people, I see that they're not satisfied. And as a child, I used to wonder, because as a child, I used to think you just get to pick what you wanted to be. And I would always wonder why certain people weren't becoming, you know, certain like why my dad didn't choose to be a Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking you just pick this and this is what you get. And as I got older, I said, you know, it take a lot more work. It take a lot more, and it take a lot more work, but it also take a mindset. And that's when I realized, like, oh, the difference between a lot of individuals and what they're creating is the way that they see themselves and they think about their circumstances. So when I looked out at the world and I started, I could actually start seeing where people were holding themselves back, especially amongst me. And, you know, people in the projects, you know, I had both sides really, because I got to see the projects. I got to see the uncles on drugs. I got to see all of those different things like that. And it was just a low vibration, you know, coming up. And I knew I didn't want to choose that route. And then I seen my brothers, you know, they get locked up selling dope, all the things that you would see nowadays with the people. And then another thing that happened, Rob, was the fact that when you walk on this path, you have to stand on this. You have to stand on business, like they say
you
now.
You really do. You really do.
Because once you start bringing out the metaphysical side of yourself, once you start speaking these things, you will get attacked. You will get made fun of. You will get thrown under the bus. But once I realize it's because you don't have a deeper understanding and your conscience is fighting me by putting you on, that's when I just stopped talking and I started talking to people that would listen.
Man, I got chill bumps right now. Like,
we walked it. We walked it, bro. We walked it.
Whoa, you right, man. Because, you know, first of all, I watched one of your videos. I've watched many of your videos, by the way, but it was one video. You wasn't even talking about this in particular, but I think you were walking through a park, TikTok video. And it was like telepathically, I knew you went through that. Like, you went through people not understanding you and the, you know, like, because on a lot of your videos, you are by yourself. So you know what I'm saying? So I
looked at, in the woods.
In the woods. Exactly. So a lot of my videos, I do, you know, I'm in the office a lot of times, but when I'm talking, when I'm deep with it, I'm in the woods by myself. And
right.
And I feel like anyone that is on this path, they've had to go through that ridicule. You know, when I first woke up, the first thing I did, I called my family. I called my friends and said, yo, I figured it out. We can create anything we want to create. They looked at me like, man, what you talking about? And I'm like,
exactly.
I say, our thoughts create our reality. They looked at me like I was nuts. So like you just said, I had to stop talking and just start walking it.
That's it.
And I had to walk it alone. And man, so I love your journey. I love your story. For you, what's one of the most eye-opening realizations you've had? And I know there's been many, but what's one of the main eye-opening realizations you've had since you've consciously been on this metaphysical journey?
I would say, probably that I'm always protected. Like, I always, like, that's what makes me, you know, fearless, I believe, when it comes to speaking these subjects and it comes to putting it out there. I feel like I've had a realization that it is a bigger mission behind this. And now the fruit is starting to show. So even when I was alone and nobody was saying anything to me, my inner knowing was there.
Yes.
And then this is another thing that I realized that kept coming with, and I guess it was a test to get me started, because I'm far away from where I want to be, and I was far away at those times. So I didn't have a social media following. I would write it on Facebook. Family will like it, but you know how that is. And then I got 3 likes on there. I'm like, bro, like, I need to be quiet. They don't see what I just landed right there. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, do they not want this? And then I remember my mother getting upset with me about it. And she was like, you lost your mind or something. Like, what, you all right? You clouded, but you've been smoking a lot or something. Like, that's how she came at me with it. But back to the question, though. So what I found out was that once I started doing it and actually doing it and saying it, they came back. They came back with questions. They watch my videos. Now they click it. They buy the books. You know, some people still hate it and don't want to see it. But for the most part, I knew, that's when I knew that it was a mission, it was a purpose, and it was going to be a fight. So I think the main thing I realized is that I'm not doing this just for clout. I'm doing this because it's actually helping people. And that's what made me go harder on my research and actually changing myself, living by it, because I felt fake if I'm saying I create my reality, but I'm living average as hell. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But that was my realization. Like, it's a bigger purpose behind this information. And I felt like I was watching this video, and I was watching Napoleon Hill. I don't know why I keep coming up, but I was watching a video, and he said, you know, 100 years from now, people are going to be watching this video, and they're going to use these principles. They're not even born yet. And it just struck a chord with me. I was born in 86. This video came out in 1930s or something like that. So I thought about that when I write my books. I'm like, somebody might grab this on their granddaddy dinner table. Might be your table or something. Your grandkids grab it and be like, oh, this triggered me right here to do this. I wonder who this guy is. That's how I look at it. Not right now. I look at it way ahead, like Napoleon Hill did for me.
See, I know, that's how I know you really tapped in. I had this conversation with my best friend yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting in my office, we're creating content. And I said to her, I said, you know, this ain't even about the people today. I said, it's about the people we talking to 100 years from. I said that, man, that's exactly it. Cause some people are gonna get it now.
Yeah.
But it's not even about that. Like, one of my favorite people is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I found a book, this was many years ago. I found a book at like a Goodwill or something that was written in 1905. And I said, man, this information is still relevant today. And he probably didn't even know, maybe he did, that he was going to impact my life.
He felt the same thing we feel now.
Years from that point.
Right. And a lot of those people weren't famous during the time when they brought the books out. They came back when this new age started, when YouTube popped back off. And, you know, you had to really look for those books, especially like Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now a lot of his books are online, of course,
because
the copyrights and everything like that now. But, yeah, I had to look in the library to find books that, you know, I found a book called Man's Search for Himself, and I got a 2-part book. That was the first time I went to the library on my own.
Wow.
And I was tying Tupac in because I thought, like, our background, you know what I'm saying, we need it to be spoken a different way. Exactly. And I couldn't really find, you know, Pac was close enough, Pac, Malcolm X, you know, but they never got into the spiritual part. So that's why I said, hey, let me jump in this somewhere. It was just black people problems, and I got tired of hearing that.
Man, so I'm so happy that you said that, because I just had I had this conversation with another.
Oh, we've been lying to each other then.
Bro, I told him, our biggest problem as black people is that we are convinced that there is a system that is automatically set up to make our existence harder. And I said, our parents and our family members and our environment reinforce that belief over and over again. So by the time you ever step out of, you know, of the house into the world, you're looking for all, your brain is already looking for all of these things that's going to make your experience harder.
Yep.
I said, but the system that they're talking about is in your mind. The system is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you transform that, ain't nothing out here can stop you. But it's generational. It's like you are rewiring generations of indoctrination when you're tapping into your mind. I said, but man, my experience on this earth is beautiful. It hasn't always been because I didn't always have this mindset. But once I changed my mind, I realized that there was just as many people willing to help me as I thought there were people willing to keep me down.
That's very true, man. That's very true. Like, and that's why I came with that second book, The Mind Alignment 2.0, Paradigm Shift of the Black Mind. And people thought it was, you know, people thought it was a racial thing, but it wasn't. I'm more so going into like the psychological trauma.
Right.
I'm going into the generational curses we passed down. I'm going into the mindset that it was at one point a system that gave us that mindset. Very true. But right. Now you have the ability to be stronger than that and break out of that. That shit weak. It's weak. Like that system and that thought process that they gave us, that is weak. Like I just looked at it and I was able to see through it after a while because they're using the techniques that I'm telling people. They indoctrinating you into being scary, into being right. Second class,
right?
Into believing you couldn't have wealth, into believing that you're you know, black people like this, and this. And that's just not true though. That's just not true. And if your mind is telling you that, then that's what's going to show up on your reality. So people think it's true because they're looking for it.
1,000%. And whatever we're looking for, that's what is going to be revealed to us. That's what's going to show up in our reality. You speak from such a position of power. And yeah. You are, when I think about your content, to me, you are a translator. Like myself, I'm in the software world, and what I do is in the software world, I try to take complicated, what others would perceive to be complicated content, and I transform it into digestible stuff that anybody could understand if they wanted to. And that's how I see you on the metaphysical side, because there's a video you launched a few days ago, and it was just like, you was talking about thought forms.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, you said, you know, people, you can walk into somebody's house that's sad and you can feel that energy when you walk into their home because
it's all over it.
That thought form has taken over them. Like that
thought form is more powerful than them. That's what I was breaking down. I was like, you know, it starts off you laying in the bed. Oh, I'm broke. Oh, the people against me, my family against me. It start off as that. It's kind of innocent. You know what I'm saying? You might take a drink from that or something. It's like real innocent. It's just, oh, I'm just worrisome. I got anxiety. I'm depressed. You know, people just saying these things out loud like it ain't like nobody listening. Your subconscious mind is listening, bro. Like you keep talking that you're gonna show up, and then people, by the time it get to a certain level, it's too late. Now people have gotten an evil entity or think it's an evil entity cursing them. It's you, and I just found that out. Like I always thought that, but I didn't know it was a name to it. It was like, oh, y'all got a name. It's a book from like 1905. The Stargate experiment with the CIA, they the ones came up with it.
I got that whole document.
You got it? Okay, so you on it. I can't, bro, when I heard that, I was like, I'm glad, because I explained it to people, but I was so glad I had a word for it. But it was, and then somebody else put me on something else that's within you. It's called like inner saboteur or something like that, where it's your natural way of trying to self-sabotage yourself that you have to overcome.
Right. And right.
I hear that in my head even to this day. So that's why I know, like, this is real stuff. And but back to the thought forms, yeah, people have to realize you build up enough thoughts and to keep reiterating that repetition, it causes your world to start changing. It builds into something. And I have seen that negative thought form.
Yes, sir. Me too.
I've literally seen that darkness. Yes, and it probably was from me, or it might have been where I was at that time, but I've seen that. So that's why I know that these things are real. Like, I'm not just saying it because I read the book. No, I seen it. The book gives me a name. That's it.
Exactly.
I seen this already, bro. I seen that dark figure. I felt that energy over myself.
Same here. I'm doing a documentary on my life right now. And
nice.
I'm going back and I'm looking at some of the stuff that I've been documenting my journey since 08.
Nice.
I'm going back and I'm looking at who I was. And I said, man, that dude right there was overtaken by a dark entity.
Right.
But it was created by me. And I was able to go back and realize that I was the one that gave myself that dark energy.
Yeah. You think it's somebody, that's why people, and that's another thing the entity do. And we gonna call it that for the rest of the time. Them thoughts for us. It's an entity, man. Like, the next thing that entity gonna do is going to make you think that somebody else is doing it. You're going to think you're getting drunk. People start coming up to me all the time. You're like, am I cursed? I'm like, bro, you cursed yourself. That's what the video was called. Now, people can't curse you. Now, I'm not taking away from that, because some people do have powerful enough visualizations where they can put something on you based on their visualization, but they got to go in the dark to do it. So I don't do that kind of stuff, you know, because I already know where it's at. I just let that play itself out. If you do me wrong, it's something coming for you. But I know that people got to realize, like, that thought, those thoughts and that buildup of those thoughts over years and years. These are people like our aunts and uncles that's constantly sick, that have bad habits, that have money problems their whole life. Deep money problems, not just debt, like, I can't even pay nothing ever. And they talk like that. I got a fixed income. I got disability check coming. And you feeling me, right? You must be from the South. You from the South?
Man, I'm from South Georgia.
Oh, man, we from the same place. That's why. See, I'm from Augusta, Georgia. I went to Statesboro.
I'm from Valdosta.
Man, see, that's what I'm saying. So you family.
Oh,
it makes sense now, don't it?
Are you still in Georgia?
Yeah, I'm in Augusta right now. I got to get out of here.
I'm up near I'm up above Atlanta, so we gotta connect, man.
Yeah, man, we could have did this in person. Yeah, we gonna do this again. But yeah, that's why you know the story, because the country, the South people, Black people, compared to even the North Black, you know, we all have it universal, but the South is still hanging on to things that were given to us, like the actual a town here, it's called Winfield now. It was called Leverett, Georgia. That's my last name. So it's owned by, so I was able to track my records back. And I'm like, this one number like four generations ago.
Wow.
That's why my granddaddy talked like this. Wow. That's why my mother talked like, I didn't look at it like the slavery. I looked at it like the mindset.
The mindset, yes, sir. Yes,
I'm not going into that part. I can, but man.
When you talking right now, bro, you sound just, when as you're talking, I'm like, this dude know, like, that's why I'm
I seen you speak on these things. I like when I seen your because I look at your content as well. I was like, and your approach is like, bro, I'm gonna tell y'all like it is. I started peeping that. I was like, bro, really laying it on him. He ain't even putting no icing on it. He just wham, y'all need to get out of this and get out of my game. And I know some people might take offense. I was like, no, bro, breaking it down. Like, you got to get to a certain point to hear that.
Man, you would be surprised, man. Like, when I, People that told me, people have said, "Oh, you trying to act white?" And I'm like, "How am I trying to act
man,
white?"
Oh man, that's another one now.
No. What I am is I'm a free man. I'm a free man living.
That's what it looked like.
I have a free mind. The reason why you think I'm acting white is because the average white person ain't chained by nothing mentally. So now you thinking you compare me to everybody you know that's chained mentally. And you say, "Oh, you acting white." No, I'm a free person. I'm just a person.
And I know what you're saying, bro.
And I rock with people from all different walks of life, black, white, doesn't matter, because I'm attracted to energy and mindset. Not skin.
That's right.
Skin is like
and that could be any color.
Exactly.
That can be anybody. Like, it's just as many negative white people as it is black people. Like, when I was working, you know, I would hear their conversations. Like, I worked at T-Mobile, and I would hear their conversations, and I would hear it through the phone. I'd be like, "Man, y'all hurting, bro. Like, y'all is like, please let me keep my phone on. Like, forget that. If you can't pay it, you know, forget it, and then come up with something else." Like, I would have to really, like, give life advice on the phone.
Right.
Because it's like, it's not that serious, man. Like, y'all are going to worry yourself into depression. You're going to worry yourself into sickness. You're going to worry yourself in a lot. And like we said, it's not a system. But if you choose, they got one for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they got a blueprint for you already. That's what I read. That's another realization. I was like, "Oh, this is already playing on me." And I hate to be set up anyway.
Same.
You know, so I'm like, "Dang, bro, you go to school, you do this, you're going to make this amount, or I can sell drugs and do this and go to prison for 12, 15 years like my folks did." That's too nerve-wracking, man. Drug dealing is nerve-wracking.
It really is.
Like, people don't realize that.
The whole street life is just
nerve-wracking, man.
And it don't make any sense.
It doesn't. And it's being pushed so hard that you think that's all you can be.
Right.
That's why they call us white, Rob. That's why they call us, you know, they don't really say that to me because I guess I still speak to them. But
right.
See, this is the thing with me that they don't realize either, though. I was raised, I was raised in Augusta, Georgia, but I stayed in Columbia County, which is majority white population.
Right.
So when I went to school, it was only me in there, you know, a lot of times in those classrooms. I was the only black person in the classrooms. But what I realized I was getting, and that's why my daughter go there now, because I was realizing I was getting like a different education than my cousins on the other side. And that was the foundation, because I was able to read. I can read very well. I can write very well.
And then what I love about you too is, like, not only do I know you read, but you read slowly on purpose to understand what you are reading. You'll read it, and then you sit on it, and process it, and you digest it. And
how does it affect me?
Exactly.
That's how it is. Everything, even a song I hear, I see how it affect me.
Ooh, ooh.
You feel me? Like, I listen to music different now. I mean, people, I just hope that people will be able to be this free as me and Rob. That's why we here at 10 o'clock in the morning. Smiling. I'm about to meditate after this. I ain't get a chance to do it. I'm about to chill after this and write some more of my book. Like, I'm still me. That's what they don't realize. We still us. We just free.
We still us, man. Like, bro, you are, not only is your content a breath of fresh air, but you in real form are a breath of fresh air. And like,
yeah,
I'll tell you who I think about when I hear you speak.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Ike.
Oh, man, I'm a guy, man.
You know,
I even be looking like him sometimes.
Dude, you look, to me, you favorite. I'm like, is he related to Reverend Ike? Reverend Ike was trying to free so many minds when he was on this earth.
I found him late, though. I didn't find him until, like, I'd never, because that was my thing. I was like, who's black that's teaching this? Man, like, let me find a black teacher. like they would speak, you know, I got Dr. Phil, Bobby Hemmett, you know, people like that, that conscious community talk. I got out of that too, because I ain't like the way, I didn't feel like it was empowering. I felt like it was just reiterating some of the same things we've been through. It's, of course, it's alternative, so I like that.
Right.
But I didn't like the reiteration of the pain. Reverend Ike. So
yeah.
I got a quick story about that real quick.
Yeah.
How long we on here?
Man, we just flowing, brother.
We vibing. Okay, yeah. This is a good combo, bro. Like, I feel like I know you already.
Yeah.
Like, I usually kind of reserved, but I'm keeping it 1,000 with you right now.
Yes, so, sir.
Because I don't know who your audience, but they gonna like this. But I had a quick conversation. I mean, this is just a quick story with Reverend Ike. Once again, going back to T-Mobile. I was listening to Reverend Ike heavy for like you said, I read things or I listen to things and I stay with it. That's why a lot of the videos kind of relate to each other, because I'm on that same topic at that point. But I was breaking out of the religion aspect of it with it. I never was too religious, but I still got those same mindsets that come up. I'm from the South Georgia. That's what grandma said, right, Rob? Grandma told
us. Absolutely.
Yeah, grandma told us that. But I'm listening to Reverend Knight one day going to the he's talking about visualization. And I was going to work, got out the car, you know, taking my calls. And then out of nowhere, one of the guys that called, he was from New York. And he just started talking. He was like, yeah, man, I'm in the metaphysical knowledge or something. I don't even know how we started talking about it. But he was like, yeah, man, I used to go to Reverend Knight Church. Now, I was listening to it in the car that morning. Wow. You see what I'm saying? You see how the universe works? It lets you know you're on the right path no matter what you're doing at that time.
Yeah,
I was at work, but that message came. And he's like, yeah, man, Reverend Ike, I went to his church. I even rode in the, and I was just so blown that he was talking about that. And he was like, yeah, I rode in this Rolls Royce. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
He was like, yeah, man. He was like, Reverend Ike really lived it. Like, he really, like, walked like that and talked like that. He was like, Reverend Knight said, he said he remember Reverend Knight telling him, why are you looking out the window in the Bentley? And he was on the Rolls Royce. He was like, you know, I'm just looking to see what people, you don't look out the window when you're in the Rolls Royce. You let people look at you in the Rolls Royce. he said, that's what Ike told him. He was like, you don't look out the window. You let people look, you in a Rolls Royce. And he was saying, like, Reverend Knight had like gold ceilings in the church, and he showed his prosperity and he taught it to people, he said. And he said he changed his life. And then he said his son came in after that. Like, once Reverend Ike died, and his son came in it, but he tore it down. He didn't have the same mindset. The church ain't his, none of that.
Right.
So now you know it's a mental thing.
It is a mental thing. It truly is. And I remember vaguely as a kid, I used to hear whispers of Reverend Ike, but it was always people like, demonizing it.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, blasphemous. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, y'all need to stay. You know, I just kind of heard whispers of it as a child. So, you know, I was raised with the mindset of Southern Baptist, you know, like,
me too.
You feared everything, you know, if it,
that's evil, you're going to hell.
If it rained, this was a crazy thing we had. If it rained and the sun was shining, they said the devil was beating his wife and all kinds of you know, like,
I heard all that, my man.
The devil's beating his wife. I'm like, really? You know, like,
we are scary. Like, that's another thing I noticed. Like, we are the most scariest people. I still get I get sent to hell every day on TikTok.
Right. Same
here. I get sent to hell every day. Right? I get sent to hell and I get told I need to find Jesus. Yep. How you know I don't know Jesus?
Exactly. Somebody told me on my video on YouTube a few days ago, said, you need to give God the glory. I said, I give myself the glory. And they said, you need to know, you need to give God the glory. I said, I am. I'm giving myself the glory.
That's what I said. He said, who closer, me or you? God is within me. Yours is in the sky. Who closer to God?
Exactly.
Simple as that. Like,
exactly.
You're not saying anything blasphemy. And this another thing. You keep triggering things in my mind with that. But this another thing. Like, people saying we going to hell and we so bad and we blasphemous. But if you look at the things that our people are doing, like, as a society, those are the evil things that people play it off. Like, people shooting people, like,
for real,
every day,
every day, every
gang
day.
Violence, women getting hurt, you know, right. And you talking about me telling somebody to use their mind?
That's what I'm saying, because people can justify their actions by saying, I'm a man of God, or I'm a woman of God, or I'm fighting for the...
Can't trick me no more.
You can't trick me like that. I told a person a few days ago, they're like, what are you a Christian? I said, no, I'm not a Christian. I thought you was a Christian. I said, the fact that you thought I was one should tell you everything you need to know, because I live as if you think a Christian should live. So instead of you trying to convert me over, why not just ask me, how did I get to the point of living this way? But people are so eager to put a title on you.
Yeah.
They can't even acknowledge the way you show up without them saying, oh, you don't have the right label, or you're not saying God in the right way. You're not talking about this. And so, so for me, you know, that's why I was able to look through that stuff. But it took a lot of overcoming fear to even, because they tell you from day one, you can't even question God. If I can't question something, then
I just got to deal with it.
I just got to deal with it. I remember when the first time I questioned, I gotta send you some of my music, my old music. I don't rap anymore, but.
Oh, you was rapping, bro?
Man, I wrote this song, I wrote a song, and I haven't listened to the music for like 12 years. But I've been listening to it lately because we're doing a documentary. But I realized in that music, I was questioning the whole time.
Yeah.
And
in a different way.
It's always been there. And so you're a breath of fresh air, because what I think was so powerful about you in your content is you're not teaching Black people to cluster together and complain about all the things that's been done. You're teaching people how to be powerful individuals.
Right, right. You're teaching
people how to be comfortable walking this path as an individual. Let me show you how to be comfortable in the woods by yourself.
Right. And bro, you breaking it down, man. Like, and this how life work. You know, you run into an interview, like you say, your assistant picked me randomly, and you was already watching it. But like what you saying is so real, and I'm really kind of having a revelation now of you saying that, because that's what my goal was. Like when I think back on it, I was like, no, I'm gonna talk like my normal self.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wear my normal clothes. I'm gonna put these shades on. I'm gonna do everything. You know where we from, but my wife tell me to stop talking like that, so I'm working on that too. But I'm going to, especially on camera, but I'm going to still be myself to the best of my ability. You know, you don't need to know everything, but to the best of my ability, and I'm going to pour this information out there. And when I say I can tell people are following me because I look like them, now I got thousands of other people following me, especially white women. White women love me with this message. Like, I'm talking, they love me with this message. Like, because they into that, you know, glad to see something different. I can tell that's what it is with me. Right. And I'm probably teaching them things that they didn't think about or how to simplify it. But my main thing was be myself.
Right, right.
Be Black, be your upbringing, be country. You know, that's who you are. You know, put your shades on. That's who they would see if they was to walk right up to me.
Right.
And speak to your experiences. And if you're wrong, take accountability for it.
Right.
Don't fake it for the clout, because that's going to come back. Now that I know the laws of the universe, I can't fake. You can fake it to make it now. It's a rule to that. You know, you got to believe it, but people be putting on to a whole nother level you're going to fall on your face eventually.
Right.
You just go truth. Like you say, I'm going to be the translator of hidden knowledge, occult knowledge, metaphysical knowledge, spiritual wisdom, ancient teachings, because it's not really that deep once you break it down into modern day, I think, you know, it's still the same principles. It's just not, we're not talking in a thou shalt not, you know, like that. We're talking like,
you don't need
to do that, bro, because you hurt yourself, bro. Like that. That's what I meant by it.
Exactly. Like here's how you use these things instead of just.
Right. Instead of just sound like a trigger word manifesting and. No, I'm telling you how to really do. Like right now, I'm working on something. Right now, I took a big leap of faith on purpose. You know, I'm taking a big leap of faith outside of what I've known to do because I felt like I was restraining myself by continuously doing something I didn't want to do. Right. So now I'm just taking a leap of faith. Like, what's going to happen now? I'm really standing on what I believe and know, and I can't. And I have to block out so much other things. Because people like, how you gonna quit that? And you, how you gonna do that? How you gonna pay? I can't really tell you.
Exactly. Because
I don't know, but I do know.
Right. You know? Right, bro. I've had to do that so many times, even today.
You got to change it up.
You got to change it up. Switching up your business model. Switching up.
There you go.
Everything. I do it all the time, and I'm not
scared, but it's necessary.
Right, it's definitely necessary. I'm more afraid of not doing it than I am of doing it.
That's where you get to. That's right. Because if I keep doing this, I know what this is. This I have no clue, and it's not going to be that bad. It never is. This is worse right here. This is worse than what I'm fearing is going to happen. Because it's not going to happen if I keep, you know, stay on the track I'm supposed to. This already given. I got to show up.
I had a young lady in my office yesterday. She said, I had a new experience today. And I said, what was that new experience? She says, I got a new coffee flavor. And I said, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, where is this going? And then she said, and then I dropped my entire cup of coffee as soon as I got it. She said, I was so mad. Dang. I said, really? She said, do you know what I thought about? I said, what? She said, the day you got off the elevator, you had a brand new cup of coffee in your hand. You spilled it everywhere, all on the counters, like it shot up everywhere. And she said, you was laughing and so happy. She said, and I asked myself, and this was months ago when this happened to me.
Yeah.
You never know how people see you and how what you do and how you show up impacts them, because that was very
small.
That was small to me. And she said, I asked myself, how was Robbie so happy and why was he so happy about that coffee? And she said, it dawned on me, like, what was the difference between me and him? And I looked at her and I said, it depends on what you're comparing that experience to. And she said, she turns her head to the side. I said, I'm comparing everything to death. Like, oh. I was like, yeah. I said,
You just said one, though. You just said one then. That's the truth.
I'm comparing it to the worst of the worst case scenario.
Like, yeah, bro. We on the same page, bro. I don't know, because I say that, and I've made a video about that, and people are petrified of that thought. I'm like, why? It's the only thought it's the only thing that's inevitable.
Right,
the only thing that God or the universe let us know, you're going to leave here one day.
Right.
So how big is this coffee spill compared to the biggest grand scheme of things? Bro. I got that from, a teacher named Stuart Wilde. You know him? you know? Bro, you had to get up on that one, didn't you? You didn't know I was that. Hey, you know about Stuart?
Many people don't know about Stuart. I was just—I swear to God, like I was playing best friends in the office the other day.
Yeah,
I said, "Have you ever heard of Stuart Wilde?" She says, "Mm-mm." I said, "Watch this," and it was the one. It was about the money. It was about money. It was old.
The Little Money Bible.
Yeah, and But yes, sir.
Yeah. No, what I was gonna say something to it though. Stuart Wilde put me on a light, because this was the and this how you know we really read it. You know what I'm saying? This how you know, like the audience out here, that's how you know you're dealing with somebody that's dealing with two individuals that are doing this for themselves. I didn't read that book to tell y'all about. I read it for myself, but now it's coming back up. I got teachers of days. We have named Napoleon Hill, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Reverend Ike, and Stuart Wilde. So I just had to reiterate that to the audience to go check those. We didn't say Malcolm X. We didn't say Martin Luther King. We are saying teachers that teach this. But Stuart Wilde was the one that put me on what you just said about the death aspect. It was on his book, 33 Steps to Infinite Freedom, I think it was. 33 Steps, something like that, or The Infinite Path. It's a good book.
He talked about the pink one. The pink one.
It might be. I don't know. I listened to an audio book. He was going in on it, and he was saying, like, you got to make death small. He was like, make it into like an entity, like that's in your hand.
Right.
That's like, I know you coming, but you're not gonna stop me from what I'm trying to do, and I'm just gonna blow it away. And then when I have a problem, I'm gonna compare, like you just said, compare the problem to death. There it is. That's the exact one. 33 infinite self. That's what it was. You see what I'm saying? Like that, I think that's like, I don't know which chapter it is. The whole book, fire.
The whole thing, he was on a different timeline.
Man, he kept it real, bro. Like that's where I got the realness from, because he's himself. That's proper, you know. He's still talking in it because he's from England or something. Yeah, but it's like, throw back a couple of brews, man, and now you're in the vibration. I'd be like, whoa, like he really saying the stuff that I was thinking, but I didn't think I could say it, or it went hand to hand. But yeah, Stuart Wilde is another good one.
If I go
He's
back,
another and, good one. And that death aspect, man, yes, death sir. Is inevitable.
Man, that's what I compare everything to. I say, prime example, and I'm still human. Right before I got on this podcast, I got a golden doodle. Right before I'm at home right now. I got to go to a meeting when I leave here. But the point that I'm making is, right before I got on here with you, I walk in the kitchen. I got a nose like a damn ox. Like I can smell what the Rock is cooking from a mile away. Like, so I walk in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Max has pissed somewhere.
The dog.
In my mind, I already got this storyline in my mind. Like, this, he got to cut it out. Like, he's going to have to go. Like, I'm not. So then I told myself, I stopped and I consciously told myself another story about it. You know what I did? Mm. I cleaned it up, because I realized that if I allowed that one little thing to bother me, that negative thought form was going to attract another thought form that kept building up over the day. And then you get to the end of the day, you're like, man, I had an off day. How do you have an off day? Well, and you think back, like, shit, it started in the kitchen with the dog. And then I got in traffic and this happened. And then they didn't do my thing right or whatever.
Then the interview. Then Rick didn't show up for the interview. Like, that's how we would have never figured out how to turn the camera around.
And I respect you so much. And guess what I did? I respect you so much. I said, I cleaned it up. I told myself a different story. I came on the podcast, sat here. I place my hand over my heart and I start talking to my heart in a different way.
Man.
Just so I wouldn't allow interference of negative energy from my dog to interfere what we're about to experience in this podcast.
Man, bro, much respect to that. And a lot of people wouldn't understand what you did. You changed. Like, I'm getting chills now. Like, you say you got them chills. Like, bro, like, that's my thought process. Like, I'll tell you what happened before I got here. I woke up at 9:40. Like, I woke up from the email you sent me. That's what woke me up. Like, I heard the buzz on my pillow. And I was like, oh man, I got the interview today. Let me get up. And then I got a little worried. I was like, I gotta take a shower, man. I can't go in there looking like this. So I hopped in. I did everything in 20 minutes and got on here still smiling. Like, that's what I'm trying. That's what you just said is what we're trying to break down to people. Like, this is a day-to-day constant checking yourself, reframing your thoughts, changing your story, seeing what your emotions feel like. This is all day.
All day. It ain't
all day, bro. I be going low and high.
All day. Checking low, yourself. High. Checking yourself. Holding yourself vibrationally accountable, bro.
That's it. And then I had to realize, like, it's on me. Like, I could change this immediately. I get mad at my wife. She got the most power over me when it comes to that. Right. I get heated, boy. Like, you know, your family, your closest people. They're, I don't know, you married, Rob?
Yeah, I'm married, yeah.
So, you know, it could be something small. And you have to catch yourself because you might be worried about she mad you didn't go to the grocery store. And you know you got to go do it now. You try and do this. Now you heated. Now she heated. And they stronger than us when it comes to negative energy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Like, men will get over something. You thinking it's over. They 2 hours later, you go in there, she got that same energy. You like, dang, I got to live in this right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's that's what I mean by it's kind of, it's actual. It's not that deep to everyone out there. It's actually tangible, almost psychological process of self-awareness. That's all it really is.
Right. It truly
in which
is.
Direction you lean your thoughts and your emotions to, because you're never gonna be, and that's why I don't vouch for people that positive vibes only and this.
Right, right.
But you ain't doing the work.
Right.
Right. You ain't doing the work. You'll see that darkness gonna come every day.
Yes, sir. And you gotta fight it all because you're picking up on there's so many thought forms that go back and use what you've been talking about.
Yeah.
In that last video, so many thought forms are in the atmosphere that you can't physically see that's entering your noggin all day long.
All day. And the majority of people are negative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very
so
negative.
You picking up, even if they don't say it, they like you give them a solution, they negative about it. You know what I'm saying? You'll tell them what to do. Bro, you need to meditate in the morning. You know, do this. You know, you could just sign up for this right here. Well, I tried that. And I'm like, man, I can't even talk to you because I'm going to get upset myself and lower my stuff. Like, dude, leave you alone.
I got to send me and you. I'm sending you my phone number today.
Yeah, bro, because it's not many people like us that look like us. You know, I know people that talk like this. I have many interviews, but you from Valdosta, bro. You in Atlanta right now. Like we 2 hours away, and we probably had the same upbringing because I've been through all of Georgia. And the aunties, the uncles, the cousins. Valdosta. I've been to Valdosta. I played baseball in Valdosta before. It felt like I was at home.
I've been through Augusta. Yeah. And I'll tell you this. My dad's side of the family is from Montezuma.
Whoa. I know. Oh, Lord. They was on the farm out there, weren't they? They tractors. They got tractors on there. But that's the thing, though. Like, and I used to laugh at those people, too. But those people are very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
I wish I had listened to some of that stuff they was talking. I thought it was cunning. I didn't listen. I'm like, hey, y'all grow y'all own food. Like,
I didn't listen either. And then my mom's side of the family is from Morven, Georgia. I don't know if you know where Morven is, but Morven, 500 people in that city. Like,
literally. Oh, man.
So we moved.
You're walking in the thought form.
Oh, yeah. It was just, it so definitely fear-based all the way. And I had to overcome a lot of trauma to get here.
Right.
And, you know, that was, so seeing you, I want to introduce you to one of my best friends, Ben. He another black individual that is on this path as well, and like he gets it, you know, like he's on it. Like,
gotta get it.
We gotta connect, man, because
we need people. We need these. Like, I really, like you said it first. You said I'd be alone in them videos.
Yeah,
because ain't nobody talking like me.
Ain't nobody
not right next to me.
Nothing but the trees. The trees.
That's it. The trees. Hey, the trees telling the truth, though.
The trees on the same level you on, baby.
Man, I be thinking I be tripping. Like, bro, people don't know how intense this gets. Like, I'll be out there in the woods, like, bro, like, did that tree? You know, I don't want to go too far with it, but you know what I'm talking about, man.
Man, listen, yes, sir, absolutely.
It's an in tune. I cannot, like, I feel so good after that. Like,
right. You really do. That's why I stay out there. Like, when I operate in the business world a lot, I tell people all the time. My tagline literally says mindset and marketing wizard. Because the wizard part is the main part for me.
Yeah.
Like,
and I respect you for that. If you don't know, I respect that part because that was my fight. That's my current fight. That's the leap.
Right.
The business aspect of it. Because it's like, okay, I know these spiritual things, and I went so hard on that. And now I got it.
Yes.
But now I got to be in the tangible world. Like a lot of people get so deep and woo-wee, you know, it goes so far that they forget the tangible aspect. That's what I noticed about you. And I knew that people were going to go against it because it's like, you talking hot and you checking them about it. And if you at a low level where your mind can't even see yourself being there, you think that you are being arrogant about it or you're boasting.
Right,
but you're not, bro. You're talking from a place of, hey, bro, this feel good. Get over here. Yeah. And I love that about when I seen that you had a, you know, you got your assistant in here. You got your.
Well, Richard, Richard ain't even my assistant. Richard owns the soft. He built this.
Whoa, my bad, Richard. Let me play you wrong, Richard.
No worries.
My bad, Richard.
Yeah, Richard. So, hey, if you ever wanna build your community, you can use Richard's software. This is what we're using right now. And what I love about it is we can say anything we want to say in it's called Go Brunch. We can say anything we want to say in it. And I bought this software, man, was it a year ago now? Maybe a year ago now. And I said, Richard, we got to get this out to them. Like, this thing is fine. You can decorate your room. And
yeah, I never used this before.
This whole room is decorated with AI. Like, it's crazy.
I see that. You see, I said it was a Greek philosopher right behind your head. I see the universe out there. We in the universe. We in the infinite right now.
So I'm happy you acknowledge that because what I wanted to do is bring. So what I told, I got one of my best friends, Julie, I said, she's very awakened as well. Multimillionaire also. And, we both was like, you know, it's time for us to, we spend a significant amount of time in the woods, but it's time to merge it with this tangible world. So we can actually move things. So we can actually, we got the spiritual influence, and now we got the financial influence.
Exactly.
And that's where we're merging these worlds at.
Right. So
I'm going to bring my wizardry to the corporate office.
Right.
And they're going to say, it's something about him. I can't put my hand on it, man. I'm a wizard.
And the best people been doing that. The ones that really figured it out, they've been doing that.
That's what I realized.
Successful people, they using this very science.
And they're silent with it. They just living
in it. I can hear it. Like Jay-Z or somebody. Like, you can hear it when he talking. Like, Kanye. Kanye is a free black man. Like, he make his mistakes, but you can hear him talking with no restraints or limits. Man, I like that. You know, And that's what I said. Like, when I seen your page, I knew that it was about business, but I also knew you were using the same techniques as me.
Absolutely.
My platform been more so towards just that. And that's the part that in order for me to truly be free, I got to get that business aspect down.
Let's connect.
Otherwise, I'm going to be just, you know, just meditating in the woods. And that's not the goal. It feel good. But I want to take, like you say, I want to take it out of the woods into the business world. Not too deep, because I never get too deep into it, because it's not, that's a program too.
Right. Staying outside.
I'm going to get this money so I can fund my wellness program, so I can fund the building that I want to have for the people. Like, now I see people want me to, people need these things, and I got to step up and be a leader to that part.
They need it in the corporate world too.
Yeah, true.
Bro, what I've learned about the corporate world, man, a lot of people, they wear these masks so long that's why a lot of them gotta drink, they gotta dope up.
You're right about that.
They go home because they're missing something else. I've talked to so many people that I wouldn't even think, you know, people in suits and, you know, multimillionaires, billionaires that I wouldn't even think would. And when I say something, hey, can we talk a little bit? What's that you just said in there? You meditate? What's that about? Like, they need it more. They need it bad because
because it's part of our being.
Yes, sir.
If you have to be holistic about this thing.
Yes, sir.
Too deep and just the high guy that's always talking about, you see it looking dusty, you know what I mean? But you got a lot of knowledge, bro, but you dusty though. I don't like the dustiness. You feel me? I don't like that. I want to be clean. Like, I put on a suit and talk like this. I don't want to look like unconscious. Like, no, I try not to look like that.
That's what made me think of Reverend Ike when I see you, because when I think about your brand, I think about you're very deep. But you're also fashionable.
Right. I did that on purpose too. Like, I'm like, no, I'm gonna come out like this, bro. Like, these ones, exactly. Man, got cheekies all the time. And you don't care about your appearance. Like, I had to wear this hat today. I didn't want to wear this hat, but I can get a haircut because I just woke up. But I was like, dude, just go with this. Make sure my gold on there,
it's on brand. Like, I can tell you're very intent. That's another thing I love about your content, because it's like,
man, you see that though, bro. I didn't think people seen that.
I'm conscious about the people I follow.
Yeah,
when I
you've been liking stuff like for like a year or two, like, right. You were one of the first when I had like 20,000 followers, I got 100 now.
Absolutely. When I saw your, that's the thing. Cause a lot of people talk, mindset,
yeah.
You know, some people are too suit and tie for me, and I'm just like,
it ain't gonna work.
Metaphysical enough. Some people just they burning it. And I love incense. I got some right here, but like you said, they dusty. But when I saw you, I swear, when I saw you, I saw Reverend Ike, because Reverend Ike
was clean
and as deep as the ocean.
Deep as the ocean. And you could tell he was coming to these realizations himself. Yes, but a lot of his stuff comes from Neville Goddard.
Yes, I learned that.
Then if you go deeper, and this was good, got me. If you go deeper with Neville Goddard, he was taught by an Ethiopian rabbi.
Yes, sir.
The black guy. There's not much knowledge on him, though. But
right, back when they were still like slavery or whatever, he could walk as a free black man without anybody bothering him.
He was a millionaire in like the 20s. Like, Neville Goddard. If you listen to him talk about him, Neville Goddard's from like South Africa or something like that himself. But if you listen to him talk about that guy, he couldn't believe it. He was like, this man is black and he going places that I can't even go. And that, what does he know?
That, right. When I heard that, I said, from now on, I'm just assuming all this stuff is in my mind anyway. That's it.
If he did, bro, that's how I came to it. I was like, man, hold up. This was 1930. Bro walking with a wrap on his head. And he walking into a no blacks allowed situation, and they are acknowledging him and know who he is, and he's not scared. He was in, and another thing I never got was like, he sold himself. He was drinking. I didn't see him as a holy man. I thought he wasn't holy because he's drinking. But he was like, God made everything, and he making an excuse for everything. And I was like, that's how I want to live. Like, I don't want the rules, and you know, I want to be fulfilled. Like, I'm living my mission, and But yeah, that's where it went back to. Like, when you say like my clothes, it's all intentional.
It's all, I see it, man. You'll be in one of my favorite. I think the song where you if I'm not mistaken, you'll walk with like a stick or something like that.
Which one?
Didn't you have like a stick one time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got my rain stick.
Yeah, your rain stick with the sunglasses on, the hair, I said, he is on point. Like, he's on point. So, you know, I'm very in the moment a lot of time. I don't even see who I'm talking to before, like right before Richard. I'm in the gym. This is how powerful this was. So,
yeah,
I'm in the gym this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, didn't even know I had a podcast this morning. So
see?
I just went to the gym. I went in there and I did two pumps. And I saw Richard text me. I said, oh, snap. So I left. I looked down. I said, at first, I was like, oh, snap. So I'm like, dang, I got to start checking my calendar.
Yeah.
So I look down and I go to my calendar. I'm like, Ricky Prestige. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I'm just cruising home. I'm like, I got to have this conversation.
Bro, like, I thought you picked me.
No. Richard knows me so well.
Man, he know you, man. Keep he Richard around, me, bro.
Like, Richard is a – he. Richard is like a – so I'm helping Richard take his company to the next level. This is his company, so Go Brunch. But I've developed a friendship and a love and an appreciation for Richard, and I feel like we have a synergy.
Right.
And I promise you, I never mentioned your name to Richard at
That's
all.
Crazy, man. Likewise, like, when I got the email, I thought you – what was that, Richard?
I know, just mentioned. Yeah, it's the same here. Likewise, my friend. I respect you. Yeah, it's truly reciprocal. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks, my man. Well, yeah, it was. But when I seen it, because I get emails a lot from, you know, brands and different things like that. You know, I'm new to this. I didn't get into it for that, but now that's where I'm at. So I'm like, I'm taking advantage. I'm going to be a content creator. I'm about to get rich. Like, I'm really over here saying this now. Like, that's where I'm taking that leap at. I'm like, I'm going to drop this book. I'm going to TikTok shop it. I'm going to get my, and I don't want to tell all my secret, but I'm going to do what I got to do to make this into a reality. And when we come back, I say by 6 months, we're going to all be at another level. Especially where I'm at with it, because I'm walking in it now though, brother. I'm walking in it like, I ain't scared of nothing. Like, people talking like, Rick, you tripping, bro. Like, no, I ain't. Don't talk to me about that. Matter of fact, let me go to the library to get away from you.
Exactly. My number, even today, like, it's so wild that I've been walking and living this path since 2011 now. And I used to think that, all right, at some point people would come along and ask me how I did it, like family, because they know where I come from, friends.
Right.
They have not. It's the craziest thing ever. And I think it's ego. And then another thing I think is fear. I think people are waiting on the other shoe to drop. Like, he gotta fall off at some point. They ain't falling off at all. Like,
me neither, because it ain't. I'm not using the same philosophy before, bro. Exactly. Like, this will never stop. Even if I do fall off, it's for a reason. I'm gonna learn. So you better hope I don't fall off, because then I'm gonna really turn it up. Like, right now I'm kind of lazy with it because I'm in a good place, but. If I fall off, I know I done did something within myself wrong. See, I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame my wife. I'm not going to blame my job. I'm going to blame myself. And I'm going to go from there. So falling off is nothing nowadays.
I started with nothing. I didn't have any. I'm up. Everything from nothing is up.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you, and yeah, exactly. And that's where we coming from, the dirt roads of Georgia. Straight like Elijah up. Muhammad from Sandersville. Like, we coming from those dirt. Reverend Ike, I think he's from like Carolina or something like that. Like, when I see those people that I know walk them dirt roads like I did, picking up rocks, throwing them, you remember, bro? Like, our roads weren't paved right then.
No, they weren't.
They are now, you know.
Playing tackle football on the dirt road.
Man, I'm talking about getting tackled hard.
In the ditch.
In the ditch, bro. Like, picking. See, we from the same thing. Playing with a tennis ball, playing baseball, hitting each other as hard as we can with the ball, exactly. Jumping on a trampoline, flips. You know, we coming from that.
Basketball in a milk carton. All day long.
I don't know how old you are, but 40. I'm in the 90s. I'm with the 90s babies.
I'm 40.
We the same age then, yeah. The 90, I'm 30. What am I? I don't even keep up with that no more. 37. Yeah, 37. I don't keep up with that no more because I don't care no more.
It's about the energy.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good right now. This morning.
Absolutely.
This is a good combo, though, Rod. This is a good combo for real. I appreciate your team and everybody for having me. I hope people listen. And even if they don't, even if it's not that many, the people that will listen, I know they're going to get some out of it.
Absolutely. This is it, man. I appreciate you, Ricky. I'm about to send you my number on TikTok, too.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man, because we're going to have to get this. I think people like to see it when it's live and in person. So I'm thinking about coming to Atlanta for the King Tut event. King Tut is it's an expo.
There. Is it the play that they've been advertising, the King Tut? Mm-hmm.
It's the exhibit. It's like the tomb is there.
Whoa. When is that?
It's I think it's for like the next 3 months. It ends in January. It's there now. It ends in January. It's only like $20 to go.
Man, let me know when you come up.
Man, I'm coming up there for that because I wanna feel that energy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got some content ideas for it. Let's steal some stuff out of there like they did us.
Let's connect, man. Let's do it.
For sure, brother.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yes, sir. Let me give the people my info real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can follow me on TikTok. It's Prestige Speaks, Prestige Speaks, Speaks. It's together. Also, you can get my books and everything on Amazon. It's Ricky Prestige Leverett Jr., and I'm also that on Facebook. There we go. You got it. I didn't even know that. Richard, I see you. I didn't know we could do all this. I see you, Richard. But yeah, that's me right there. And I got, what is that? That's like 900 videos up there or something like that.
You pumping it, man. You are pumping it.
Man, I'm about to go do something now. You got me amped.
Your content is powerful, man. Like, I could sit here and watch it all day. I mean,
yeah, that one right there. Absolutely. People being used by low vibrational entities. And I meant that was going back into them thought forms. Like, absolutely. You got a low vibe. Something can take over you.
Absolutely, man. Keep it going, brother. You doing this message is so important for people to have access to. And you're doing a phenomenal job, man. Like, it's powerful, brother. Like, I don't even have to hear what you're about to say. When I see you on my For You page, I just start smiling. I'm like, he's about to
smile. Oh, I ain't coming with no bull now. I didn't really sat on it before I even put it up there.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's sir. Powerful. And it's cool to see it like this, like, when I look at it. Because I just be posing. But when I look at it like this, I could see. Yes. How much stuff I'm really talking about.
Yes, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Man. Well, Ricky, I appreciate you, my man. You have a powerful day.
And, same to y'all, brother. I appreciate you. And, man, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, we gonna raise the energy. We at the beginning right now.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
I'm talking about the very beginning, the first step. They about 10 steps back there, though.
Exactly. But,